I was born on the wrong side of the tracks, in all black Oak Cliff, my neighborhood. I was raised by my grandmother, who worked as a domestic, and by my sister, who adopted me when our mother disappeared. At 18, I left my side of the river and traveled 1,600 miles away to Yale. I worked in Washington in the early years of the Obama administration and continued to Harvard Business School. I have seen and lived America from the very bottom to the very top. And so in Mr. Bush's eyes, and in many others, I am the embodiment of the American dream. The sad thing is that they are right. The American dream, you see, is a fantasy, a myth, that relies on stories like mine to distract us from the American machine, the conveyor belt that leads most young people, especially from neighborhoods like mine, from nothing to nowhere, while picking off the chosen few, like me. But the dream cannot compete with the American reality, that a kid in my neighborhood is expected to earn $21,000 a year, less than their parents were expected to make, that 13 million American children live in households without enough to eat. When we highlight stories like mine, we send the message to kids that it's their fault if they don't succeed. Even worse, we send the message to the rest of society that it's not our fault that this country has failed to give every child a fair shot.